Mr. Crawford, Chairman of House Ways and Means Committee. This won't take too long, sir. Senate Republicans passed the budget this morning, or this afternoon, rather. Your thoughts on what they pass and what's going to happen to it when it gets over here?
When it gets over here, I will follow the dissent and send it into conference to work out the differences.
Obviously, the big difference are you folks put together a one-year plan, Senate a two-year plan. Their education funding formula goes more toward the individual student, yours sort of protects school districts as a whole. How do you resolve these two sort of major issues, and how do you find middle ground, or is there any middle ground?
Well, there's middle ground if we accept the obligation that you cannot educate the few at the expense of the many, and that's what seems to be happening. If that's what they want to do, then obviously there's going to be some pushback in that context. You cannot have a deterioration, particularly in light of the fact that you're using federal stimulus dollars. You cannot knowingly inflict on school corporations a process that says that they will lay off teachers. That flies in the face of what we've got that $541 million worth of stimulus for. And so I think that they're going to have to wise up and recognize that, and then we can go from there.
Your colleague counterpart, Jeff Espick, just told me a few minutes ago that the one-year budget you folks would have passed would have probably called for a tax increase down the road. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Absolutely not. The only tax increase that is involved in the budget right now is the governor's proposal and the Senate proposal that puts a tax increase by letting the prohibition on sales tax for low-income energy assistance recipients expire. It sunsets. So the next winter, people that receive federal dollars for weatherization, for helping to pay their heating and energy costs, will have to pay sales tax. So we're taking federal dollars and we're taxing it and putting it in state coffers. That's wrong, and that's the only tax increase that's involved in the bill.
Two other issues that are out there, Capital Improvement Board, charter schools. Has anything changed, or is everybody still maintaining their same position on both those contentious issues?
Well, the House had brought to a vote, moving the Capital Improvement Board bill to the floor. No Republican voted for it. So that's not an issue that's, if it's not of concern to them, it's not of concern to us. It wasn't in our budget, and I don't know if it'll be in our budget.
How about charter schools?
Charter schools is, again, a non-issue. They have, well, it's more of an in-your-face approach that they made. They've increased the number of virtual charters. They've restated their position that charter schools, even though they're supposed to be equals, they're first amongst equals, and they don't have to pay back the principal or the interest on loans from the common school fund for 2 years. They didn't give any public school that obligation or that ability. So that's going to be problematic, and we'll see what happens.
How about, before I let you go here, two more things. That continuing resolution, the Senate passed, keep the government running in case there is no budget, keep funding basically the same for a couple of years with some minor changes. Not going to happen in this chamber?
They would have to demonstrate the need for it. From my perspective, what they're saying is we're not going to negotiate in good faith with that proposal. We're not going to negotiate in good faith. We've got until June the 30th. We've got six more days, serious negotiations to get a budget. They seem to be unwilling. Initially, they said 30 days, and then they amended it to 2 years, and that's something that we haven't discussed it as a caucus, and we are a Democratic caucus, and all 51 members will have to weigh in on it. But my perspective, I would argue against it.
Final question. Like I said, 6 days, June 30th to get out of here. You've been in this chamber a long time, seen a lot of things. Do you think you folks be able, with these differences, to sort of work through everything and get out of here in 6 days?
We're going to try. It is my intention to file a dissent today, announce a conference committee report tomorrow, and meet at least three times tomorrow, meet Thursday, meet Friday, meet Saturday, meet Sunday, meet Monday. We're going to work, might even meet Sunday evening. We're going to work, we're going to try, and it's going to, we'll see what comes from it. It's not going to be, if we don't reach an agreement, it won't be for lack of trying.
So how do you feel, 50%, 60%, willing to bet the money, the farm, or not bet at all?
If you were a betting man.
If I was a betting man, I would bet against it. I was more optimistic before they came up with this continuing resolution concept, which to me says we're not going to negotiate.
All right. Mr. Chairman, Bill Crawford, Ways and Means Committee, thank you very much.
Thank you.